Dan, Merlitz, my two favorite guys. How are you two doing? Guess what? I got some tickets to this new dance club and bar and decided who better to take along than my two best guy friends. What do you say? Sound like fun?
While he's being friendly and actually generous?
I say we make a break for the door. At least that leaves one of us with a chance to survive.
Okay, Wildy. Spill it. Why are you being so nice and inviting us to a club with you?
I'd almost be hurt by the comment. Contrary to what some like to think, I actually do like having fun with friends, and Alexei isn't much for clubs. So what do you say? Wanna go?
Very well. I'm in. But if you do anything like last time...
But Dan, I thought you'd like an exotic dancer for your birthday.
When I say exotic dancer, I generally have a girl in mind.
My mistake. Almost ready, Dan. Are you sure you don't want to change your dress?
For the last time, it's a robe, and yes, I'm sure.
For someone who wants to pick up girls, you tend to not put much effort in sometimes. Heck, even Merle's gonna dress up.
Oh, blue dress. That somehow seems fitting for you.
If you sing one line of that song, I'll kill you.
Acknowledged. But you didn't say anything against humming it. This dance club is so amazingly cool, it's not even funny.
Verily.
Having fun in the strobe light room, Dan?
Yeah, but the deer are acting odd in there. I haven't seen one move an hour since I went in.
Couldn't help but notice you standing alone. Care for a drink?
Thanks, but no thanks. I'm not interested.
Aw, no need to be shy now.
Not interested.
Come on, it'll be fun. I promise you'll like it.
No, thanks.
Now, how about...
Is the phrase not interested just not in your tiny vocabulary? I am not interested. N-O-T.
No! Firestarter, chill. Send a Mac over here.
Okay, Lord of the Flame, time out. I think you've beaten him to a pulp quite enough for tonight.
But he started it.
Even if he did, it's no excuse to fly off the handle. Try to show a little level-headedness or something.
Honey, you're just wasting your time. A cute girl like yourself shouldn't bother with a loser like him. Look for better God.
Who the heck are you calling a girl?
And this is why I like taking them to class.
Well, that was the most mortifying night of my life.
Tell me about it. Remind me to kill Wildy next time I see her, okay? I'm only fooling myself. I couldn't blame her if I tried. Tell you one thing, though, Merle. I'm getting tired of constantly getting mistaken as a girl. It's almost like there's some force making us all effeminate. Wait, I got an idea. We should do what all guys do. We should go kill something.
You're joking, right? Hunting things? What do we look like, humans?
No. I'm talking adventure. A quest. Saving a village or stopping an evil force. I'm talking heroics. Just think. Fame. Fortune. Amazons. You and me.
And Doggy Bites 3.
Gah! How the hell did you get in my apartment, Aslan?
So, Aslan, what are you doing here?
Oh, I thought we'd have a slumber party. We could do up our hair. And gossip about girls and stuff. Seriously. There's been major trouble reported. People are disappearing. And they're taught there's some sort of demonic forces behind it. No one's returned yet who's been sent. So I'm not too keen on tackling this one alone.
Demonic forces? Terrible danger? This is perfect!
Is the term knocking before entering a completely foreign concept to you?
But then I'd miss the angry Merlitz face.
Wait, if this is going to be some big guy's night out or something, shouldn't we invite Gyrus or Pyroduck?
Not Pyroduck. Keeps giving me the creeps. Gyrus is cool. Come to think of it, I haven't seen Gyrus around for a while now.
And everywhere I look, there they are. Those tiny little bundles of evil and terror. The babies are everywhere! Everywhere, Doctor! Everywhere!